The U.S. spends more per capita on prescription drugs than nearly a dozen other high-income countries. In recent years, the prices of brand-name drugs have shot up more than 60%. It's a cost that's increasingly being absorbed by consumers through higher premiums, copays, and deductibles. Next week, Maine lawmakers will consider several state-level proposals to rein in costs and provide relief to people worried about affording the drugs they need. Patty White has more.
At least four times a day, 48-year-old Michelle Dehitri of Lewiston needs to test her blood sugar. She has type 1 diabetes. It's a serious chronic disease that requires constant monitoring.
I just picked my finger with the lancet, and I'm putting it on the test strip.
Her reading is high, 386.
So it's like three times where my blood sugar should be.
Dehitri needs to give herself a shot of insulin to bring her blood sugar, or glucose, down to normal. She used to have a glucose monitor and insulin pump that automatically tested her levels every few minutes. But then her insurance changed, and she had to cover more of the cost. The tab for 3 months' worth of supplies was $1,500.
That is basically almost 1 month's pay for me.
So Dehitri relies on the finger prick test and manual insulin shots, which costs about $250 a month. She says it's still a struggle to afford. And without constant monitoring, her blood sugar fluctuates more widely between highs and lows, sometimes dangerously so. She says her family has to call for an ambulance regularly. This winter, while driving with two of her sons, she says, her blood sugar dipped so low she nearly passed out and was taken by ambulance to the ER.
It's really scary because when your sugar is back up enough where you're aware what's going on and what happened, it comes to you that, oh my God, I could have killed myself. I could have killed my boys. And it's something that could easily be remedied by the proper medications or the proper treatment, I should say.
Her endocrinologist, Dr. Erwin Brodsky of Maine Medical Center, says Dehitri has a complication from diabetes that makes her unable to tell when her blood sugar is low. That's why she needs a continuous monitor and pump. But because it's unaffordable, he has to try to find alternatives for her.
And the alternatives are, sort of MacGyver-type alternatives.
In Dehitri's case, it's older versions of insulin that aren't as effective. And Brodsky can't understand why the insulin Dehitri relies on is so expensive.
These are the same items that were available in the 1990s, so that was 20-some years ago. They haven't changed since then.
It's not just insulin that's expensive, says Lori Parham of AARP Maine. In 2017, she says, the average price of brand-name drugs increased at four times the rate of inflation.
We've seen prescription drug prices increasing over time, but what we're finding now is that we're really getting to a tipping point.
And as prescription drug prices increase, people are being required not only to pay more in premium dollars, but also out of pocket.
Ann Woolison is executive director of Consumers for Affordable Healthcare. A recent poll commissioned by the advocacy group found that two-thirds of Mainers are worried about affording medications they need.
It's a situation that policymakers really need to address as soon as possible.
Maine lawmakers are considering several proposals in the legislature. Two bills would allow the importation of drugs from Canada. Another would require more transparency from pharmaceutical companies about their costs. And one bill would establish a state board that would have the authority to set and cap drug prices.
At first blush, it appears these proposals appear to fail to address what actually drives the cost of medicines and what patients pay at the pharmacy counter, including the middlemen in the supply chain.
Tiffany Haverly is a spokeswoman for Pharma, a drug company trade group. Pharmaceutical companies frequently point to others in the drug supply chain as the source of high costs, specifically the middlemen who negotiate drug rebates for insurers. They've recently come under fire for pocketing the bulk of those savings. Another Maine bill targets those middlemen, which Haverly expressed more support for.
We are open to working with legislators if there is a piece of legislation that would bring transparency to the supply chain.
But as pharmaceutical companies try to shift focus away from their role in drug prices, their profits are increasing. A report from the U.S. Government Accountability Office found that annual profit margins among the largest drug companies have increased by as much as 20% in recent years, more than double the profit margin that non-drug companies see. And while some consumers go without medications they can't afford, others turn to different options. Jody Benvey of Wyndham says she was hit with high drug costs 2 years ago after her insurance policy changed.
I drive up to the window at Walgreens, and the pharmacist says, are you aware of the cost of this medication? And I thought, that was very dramatic. Maybe I'm not aware of the full cost of this medication. So I said, maybe I'm not. And she said, it's $1,125. And I had this instant panic.
Benvy has bipolar disorder. That medication, she says, makes it possible for her to function and go to work. She says she drove off without it, wondering where she would come up with $1,000. Ultimately, she and her wife decided to use a credit card to pay for her prescriptions, and it's dipped them into medical debt.
And so the 2018 bills might be paid off by the end of 2019, and then we just have this kind of continuous cycle.
Benvy says she's not sure what a fair price for her prescription would be. She just knows the medication she relies on costs too much. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.